Foo Fighters at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 16 minutes past 7, live this morning. It's all thanks to our very good mates at North Jacklandison, test drive the new Navara today. Our top, we're looking at around 31 degrees. We're just waking up this morning. 3 earthquakes already in New Zealand.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on the developments in New Zealand at the moment. Initially, there was a 7.2 earthquake, and it's risen up from one of the aftershakes, I guess you'd call it, to an 8.1 category, which is huge. Mm. It's absolutely amazing that people have not lost a life so far that we've been told.
Now, I've got my cousin Jess, who is a Kiwi. We won't hold that against her because, you know, we love New Zealanders. but she has been kind enough to join us on the air this morning. Now, Jess, from where you are, whereabouts are you, and did you feel those shakes this morning?
Yeah, so I'm in Wellington, which is a few hours south of where the earthquake was. Mm. And that was at 2:37 this morning, and I woke up to everything in my bedroom shaking, and it went for over a minute.
Should I move? So there's been 3 in total?
Yeah, so there's a 7.2 early hours, another 7.3, and now an 8. Was off the East Cape, so that's the one I felt. But the other two have been to the Comedic Islands, and so that's a little bit further north.
Now, have you been told to evacuate? Because a few others have been.
Not where I have. So it was a real threat this morning, and I did sit up waiting to be evacuated. I am 6 houses away from the evacuation zone.
Yeah.
But the north from me, around Bay of Islands and Gisborne, has been asked, so they've sent out an alert after the 3rd earthquake saying, get gone.
Yeah, right.
Now's the time to move.
And they're telling people to get to higher ground or just get away from the seafront, right?
No, so they need to move inland. And I don't know whether Australia has it, but New Zealand has these blue lines around the coast area where it says, this is the safe zone, tsunami safe zone.
Yeah.
So that'll be where they're heading, is away from that. And there's tsunami maps that you can access on Google and GeoNet where it tells you where your safe zone is depending on where you live.
I know your phone must be going hectic and crazy this morning, but thank you so much. And I'm sending you all my love, one of my cousins there in New Zealand, folks, after earthquakes. 3 of them have shook New Zealand. Stay safe, Jess, and we'll talk to you soon, hey?
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. See you later. There you go, Jess, my cousin, live from New Zealand. So
it's good to see she's safe.
If you do have family in New Zealand, just check in with them and make sure they're doing okay. Heading for our top today, around 31 degrees. We'll catch up with Kiara in the Rock Patrol next here. Triple M.